Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Checkity, checkity, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Hello, hello, hello.
Check. More bugs in here. I got him. Dude, I got him.
Oh,
I got him. But I squished him right on your email.
I don't care.
Dave, check again.
Hello, yeah. check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
And check, 1, 2.
Lightning needs more bass in his voice.
It's not going to work.
Should we start the show?
Yeah.
Come along now. Take a ride with the BT. Let's get together and take a look behind the scenes. Talking about Kevin and Bean. Come on, let's start the show. Everybody grab your Vaseline. The B-Team. Yeah! The B-Team. The B-Team.
Oh, that's right.
The B-Team. Baby!
Omar, close your email.
Why?
Because you can't start the show.
What if something
at your email?
More important comes up?
Yeah. You want to start this show? We have a lot of good stuff coming up today.
Okay.
Isn't our first segment emails, by the way? So what if Omar has an email?
Yeah. I got to have my email.
I think Omar
open.
Does have an email today.
Do you have one, Omar?
Yeah.
Maybe not right now, but you know, I know he has one.
Yeah. So last episode, we asked for some hate, and we got some hate. That I thought this was pretty good. Shut up about your lives. I want to hear about Kevin and Bean stuff, not how your wife can't sleep because of the heat wave. We're 23 minutes in, and we're still in the email segment. Oh, my God. Hurry the F up. Love, Marcus.
But, dude, it was hot.
It was hot. It was hot.
Marcus.
Who can't relate to the weather, by the way?
I know.
So I thought this B-Team podcast, we'd start off talking about Dave, the King of Mexico.
Oh, hey!
And how he got his start in radio and how
so
he got
we're doing exactly what Marcus told us not to do.
Yeah, because
we're talking
F
about
that guy.
Us.
Yeah, F Marcus. So I don't know if you guys knew this, but I used to work at a popcorn store, right?
No.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
In Glendale, right?
Yeah, Glendale Galleria. It was called Popcorn Palace. It was awesome. You know, I would cook the popcorn. I was the assistant manager. So I did everything.
Did you have an outfit?
Yeah, I had to wear a cool little, like, Kanga hat, but it wasn't a Kangle. It was just a, you know.
Like a beret or something?
Yeah, sort of. And an apron, and it was bright color red. Yeah, everyone had to wear
it. Kangle? I thought it was Kango.
No, Kangol.
It's Kangol.
O-L.
Yeah.
O-L.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
I'm so off on that. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, so, you know, we're out there and I'm cooking. And then one day I show up to work and the gates are closed. And I call my manager. I'm like, yo, what up? She calls me and goes, you know what? The CEOs were embezzling. Our stores are shut down.
Wow.
We don't have a job.
No heads up.
Nothing. I came to work
and
the gates were locked from the mall, and you know, the mall security was there saying, hey, you guys don't have a job. So after they let us get all our stuff, we took about, you know, 10 pounds of candy and popcorn and all that because it was all going to go bad. So they just let us take it.
I can't wait to, how does this relate to you getting a job in radio?
He's getting there.
Okay.
Glendale Galleria,
yeah.
Down the block from K-Rock Radio in Burbank.
Okay.
So I just take the freeway, went right in my suit, in my T-shirt, everything. Applied to K-Rock, got a call like 2 days later, came in for an interview, got hired the next day.
Started as
a phone op.
You went up to the ninth floor, and you walked in the door, and you got an application.
Yep.
And you just applied. You filled
just
out
applied.
The form
just,
right there.
I just said, you know what,
was
I want to apply for something.
Was this something in your mind? I mean, you know, that you wanted to, how did you know this is what you wanted to do? Were you taking broadcasting courses? I mean.
Well, I did take, I needed one class, and I went to KPCC, and I needed one class to get the BOG, which is, you get your classes paid for by by California.
Okay.
So
what's a BOG?
I don't know what it stands for.
Okay.
But it you get all your classes in college paid for, your tuition paid for by California. And so I took a voiceover class. how to read commercials. Boy, was I terrible at it.
Yeah, man.
But it also introduced me to other stuff like editing and doing all that. And I found that interesting. So the very next semester, I started taking these radio classes and I got kind of interested in the behind the scenes aspect of radio. So,
and this is when you were already at K-Rock, or
no? This is before. So then when
you should have included this in your setup while you were telling us this.
Well, no, I was trying to.
You know, he just started at the popcorn store.
You know, he didn't take storytelling in college.
Well, I mean, listen, I was trying. Listen, I was like
seriously lost. I was like, why is he telling us so much detail about the popcorn store
again? Kevin and Bean angle, get right to the point, right? Yeah. So the point was, job got shut down. Went to K-Rock, applied, boom. Got the job.
Got it.
Became a phone screener.
Yeah, but do you understand that we need a little bit more backstory, especially in a podcast?
Well, listen.
We're not on the air, dude.
Well, listen,
it's
interviewers.
Like we
have
the time.
And that's where you asked the question.
Well, that's exactly because I had to, because I was very confused.
Yeah, well, here I am answering.
So you took a full semester. First you took that one class. Then your second semester, you're really interested in broadcasting.
Yeah, I was interested in behind the scenes. Took, you know, editing and, you know, like radio class and you know, how to do some radio shifts as everybody in college radio has to do.
Okay.
You know, so did a couple of shifts there.
What kind of music you're playing?
Alternative rock. You know.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
He had the alt show. Yeah. Dude, I had to play Kenny G and crap like
oh,
that.
No. See, when I had my student run show, that was the alt show, and that was all rock and stuff like that.
And
but
he would call himself,
I don't know, what did I call myself?
Super Dave.
Super Dave. Woo!
I have some clips.
Yeah.
No, you have audio?
I have some audio
of Dave
on
KPCC.
Oh yeah, and I have some of his production work, and I have him going back and forth with Bob Bitchin. But you don't remember Bob Bitchin?
No way.
Bob Bitchin and Monkey Boy?
Oh, Monkey Boy. I remember Monkey Boy?
Boy?
Yeah, Monkey Boy worked here too.
Oh, Monkey Boy's the one with the...
Yeah, he had the messed up arm.
Yeah,
who's now a mailman, I think. So.
Oh, really? Yeah. Tell me a little bit about... Because you obviously had an interview here. Did you interview with Warden or Doris or who interviewed
you? I interviewed with our music director at the time, Lisa Warden. Well, she's our music director now. But I interviewed with her,
How was that?
It was awesome. It was everything I could expect, because all she did was ask me about bands I liked.
Okay.
So I just had to talk about Rage Against the Machine, Oasis, you know, Deftones. I just had to talk about all these bands. She was pointing to posters on the wall like, hey, tell me a little bit about this. And I just ratted out information about the bands, some of the songs I like, bands I like that I think are cool and what should be played on the radio. And then like literally a day later, I got hired.
And then you started that same day, or what was your first day at K-Rock like?
Oh, my first day at K-Rock. It was just like, you know, coming in.
Because Dave didn't get hired on to be the Kevin and Bean phone screen.
He got hired on to
answer the request lines.
I was a request line.
Which basically is an entry level. You make Xerox copy. You get coffee. Your main job is to answer request lines, but you're here to just do everything.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And this is a time before K-Rock had the internet. In the office. This is a time before they had a website. So it was literally me looking at the phones, talking to people. And this is when people called.
Oh,
people don't call so much anymore because of the internet. But, I mean, people are calling all the time. So you
always
have conversations
ringing.
And you're... Yeah. You're, you know, talking to the listeners.
And you have your regular callers that would call in every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, you, like, know them.
Got all your prize pigs trying to win everything.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I did that for about 6 months before Kevin and Bean needed a phone screener, and that's when I interviewed for the Kevin and Bean job. And that was the most intimidating interview I think I've been to date. So it was Kevin, Bean, Jimmy, Ralph. And I think you, Lightning, right?
I was in there.
Yeah, yeah. And the first thing they say is, all right, be funny. And I'm like,
just to put him on the spot.
That's like such an asshole.
That's the very first question.
Classic Kevin and Bean, just to make you uncomfortable and to see how you're going to deal with
it
that situation.
It was Jimmy. He's like, all right, so your name's there. All right, be funny. And I was like, So I'm already going, well, I'm not getting this job. And... like I think I mentioned this before, but it was me, a guy named Gabe, a guy named Sam. We're all up trying for this job, and finally they come to me and say, "All right, Gabe, you got the job." And I was like, "I'm Dave," and they're like, "Whatever, you got it."
They hired the wrong guy.
Yeah, they hired the wrong guy, and I was like, "Cool."
Although we called you Gabe for a while,
call me Gabe for a while. A great memory I have of my very first couple of weeks on the job is me, you know, working really hard to screen. And there's only one screener at the time. Now we have two. You know, I'm trying to put up all these calls, and Bean comes out, puts his hand on my shoulder, and
this
says,
was Bean's last year working
in studio.
He was already in transition to move to Seattle.
Right? He comes out and goes, "Yeah, Dave, I don't think this is going to work out, man." And I was like, "What do you mean?" He's all like, "Yeah." And he just walked away. No reason why. I mean, I had all the call screens, you know, up. I was like, "What did I do wrong?" And for weeks, I was waiting to get fired. And, so, and it was just a freaking joke.
Bean just does that for kicks
sometimes. Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? He will just say, like, he knows how to say, he knows what exactly to say that's going to get under your skin, and he just knows what buttons to push.
Oh. He's a master at making anyone squirm.
Totally. Yes. And with one line, though. One line. And he'll just, like, walk out, and you'll be thinking of that for weeks.
Yeah. And go to your family and go, "I'm going to lose my job. I don't know what happened."
And he'll just walk back in the studio, probably already forgot what he said.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he did. And I thought it was funny at the time, and I was just for weeks nervous. I was so nervous that, you know, you guys had after-show meetings. I wouldn't even go to those. I would just get myself and I got to go to class and take off.
Knowing what you know now.
Yeah.
He was just kidding.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he was just kidding.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. He was just like messing. It's so.
Hold on a second. Yeah. I don't know that that's entirely true. We're all
assuming. Well, I don't know. I mean, you were in there.
You think maybe he was half kidding? Or?
I think that maybe a call in the prior segment went sideways and he was pinning it on Dave, because we used to blame everything. We used to blame everything on the call screeners.
Yeah.
And if they didn't prep the call right or whatever. And so maybe something went sideways and he was just letting Dave have it for that last segment. And Dave was already like moving on. And it just, Bean is a master at making people feel like just ass.
He killed me for weeks, man. That I wouldn't even go into the meetings, and I would just show up and be like, "All right, I'm here, guys." You know, like, and then like not even talk to the guys. I would just do my job and get out.
It was so intimidating in that room, especially. I mean, like Ralph, like it's still an intimidating room, but now we're more comfortable being in that room pitching ideas because we're not afraid to get made fun of or get turned down, and you have to build a very thick skin over the years. For me, I'm not kidding, about 5 years. I mean, still, there's still times where I'm like, "Oh man, I suck." you know what I mean? But it took me a good 5 years to build a thick enough skin to not go home and just think about one little crappy thing I did wrong, you know? So yeah, it takes a while, man.
Yeah, you gotta get used to these guys. And but you know, for as crappy as Bean made me feel, there was always Jimmy, just to like make you laugh
and feel better,
and make you feel better.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, so tell the half salad story, because this is my
hold
favorite.
Hold on, I will. But so as I'm feeling like crap, and as Bean, you know, makes me feel like crap, here's Jimmy making me laugh by going, "Hey, did you hear something?" I'm like, "What?" Right on my back.
Really?
Yeah, because we were sitting like literally back to back. And he's like, "Did you hear that?" I'm like, "What?"
Yeah, the office back there was tinier than this.
Yeah,
I think.
But Jimmy also thought it was funny to actually back up and then touch you.
Really?
Like, he would back into you, so you're touching back to back, and he would lean on you as he would gas on you.
Yeah, that's funny. So the half salad story. So one of
Kevin and Bean love giving everybody nicknames.
Yeah, and I didn't have a nickname.
Especially in radio, it's one of those things that it's a rite of passage.
Yeah.
When people like that, mean that means you're kind of in.
Right.
When you get one.
And this is when I started becoming, you know, like they accepted me onto the show, not just the screener. And we were going to get Halloween costumes, and we were in Glendale at the Glendale costume, and we're all having lunch, and this is the first time I'm at lunch like away from the show with the guys.
So, I remember this.
Yeah. So we're all at a cafe, and everybody's ordering their meals, and you
regular
know,
food.
Regular food. And you know, I'm a poor college kid, so I look at the menu, I'm like, "Damn, this is like..."
And they're probably like $20 or something.
Yeah,
like, but that's expensive.
Yeah,
for sure.
Dude, the salad was, I think, like $16 or something like that.
Oh,
and
man.
And I'm like, "Whoa."
I
do truly like salads.
Yeah.
So I was like, "Okay." And I saw that there was a half option. So I'm like, "Hi, can I get the half salad?" And I'm ordering with the guy. I'm ordering with the guy, and the room, like the table,
all
just stops.
All of us stopped.
Really?
Oh, yeah, Omar. We all stop and go, Why half salad? Half salad. And from then on, he
was
half salad.
He was half salad.
Yeah.
Like, he did not get King of Mexico till later. Because he was half salad for a long time.
And he was half salad when I met him. He was half salad.
Yeah. And everybody's looking at me like, why half salad? And I was like, oh, you know, it's a lot. I didn't want to say, I didn't have money to afford a freaking full salad.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
I could afford the $8, but not the $13.
That's so funny.
And they're just ragging on me forever. Like, oh, half salad. Yeah. And by the way, you know, I was still a chunky guy back then too, so they're like, "What the hell? You
can't not doing any good."
Yeah, they're like, "Dude, what the hell's wrong with you? A half salad."
We're like, "You're not trying to maintain your girlish figure."
No, not at all.
Yeah,
and that stuck with me for a while until the King of Mexico, which, thanks to Jimmy again, and when everyone found out that I failed. You know, Spanish.
How do you do that, especially in East Los Angeles, where you have all the help in the world?
Who's talking to me in Spanish? No one.
What?
No one.
Your mom didn't talk to you in Spanish?
No.
What the hell?
On purpose, though. She didn't want him to know Spanish.
No one talks in Spanish at the household. I didn't talk to anybody in Spanish. Dude,
do any of your brothers know Spanish?
Yeah, they all know Spanish. Both of them know Spanish. Yeah. Yeah, I just never learned. Yeah, so, you know.
King of Mexico.
Yeah.
Right here.
But I have some clips here, Dave.
Oh, you want to go back to
I want to go back
to
your college days.
Yeah, because I brought, you know, as the guys got to know me, they found out about my show, and I thought I was pretty proud of my show at the time. And a couple of drops that we still play today came from my show, Alt Show.
Oh, yeah, and I have them.
Give me some. Omar?
Anyways, it's super dead.
Oh, that's what I forgot. I forgot to mention. Dave, in the start, in the middle, and at the end, always says, anyways.
Anyways, it's Super Dave on 88.9 Radio Free Pasadena.
Wait, stop, Omar. Yeah. You guys just talked on top of each other right there?
I don't know. I don't even know what's going on here, dude.
Anyways, it's Super Dave on 88.9 Radio Free Pasadena. Well, Bob bitching in the studio. What's up, Bob?
Everybody?
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, Bob. I am bitching. Feeling good.
So anyways, we heard some Spark by Tori Amos, and then before that we heard Smashing Pumpkins with Zero. Which I happened to see Saturday night. They weren't, they're whatever. Anyways.
They're whatever.
Wow,
anyways.
What show was that where they were whatever? Man, anyways.
Oh, my God.
And
dude,
you sounded young, and your voice was higher than mine.
I was about, I think, 19 here.
19?
Yeah.
The Aquabats on 88.9 Radio Free Pasadena, and that was The Red Sweater. Before that, you heard Weezer with Undone, the Sweater Song. Damn, is it Christmas already that we need sweaters, and it's wintertime? So anyways.
Wow.
You are,
can we count how many anyways?
That's like me and saying saying.
Omar, Gabe is a Hispanic Rodney on the Rock right there.
Absolutely. Dude.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I could have had my own show on K-Rock at that time.
Yep.
Right.
It came out on the Alley Weekly.
Yeah, they did.
As the best place to,
Oh, man.
The Alley Weekly.
Anyways, this is Super Dave on the Alt Show on 88.9. Radio Free Pasadena. And before... So anyways, coming up, we got Pennywise and some Beastie Boys.
What happened there? What happened there?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I don't know. I probably forgot. Dude. I don't know.
A lot of drinking.
Jeez.
Garbage was forced to cancel a concert in Estonia on Friday after its equipment arrived late. According to Reuters...
Reuters!
Reuters, you douche.
No one knew what Reuters was back then, dude. You did it, so shut up.
For all you Cranberry fans, the third album will be Bury the Hatchet. It's coming out soon, but here's one from the second one. It's called... Yeah, okay, that one.
Did he just point to somebody and start playing it without announcing the title?
I don't know, man.
So he put the CD in the machine without reading the label first is what happened. He realized,
He
realized that he was too late to read it, so he just had to play it.
Yeah, in the studio we had these CD players where they had these little plastic covers that you'd have to put the CD into for CD players to read.
Yeah.
So you had to take it out. That's hilarious.
You were the opposite of energetic right there.
I was the opposite of on-air personality.
That's a little bit of Dave's on-air career right there.
Yeah, so now you know why I like behind-the-scenes stuff.
Hey, Mugs.
Hey,
Mugs.
Beer Mugs.
In the house.
I'm starving.
I got some two-day-old fried rice in the office there if you want some.
That won't stop me. I love two-day-old fried rice.
Not fried rice.
I'll go week-old fried rice if you had any.
It really is. I know it starts getting chewy and hard. But you got to do it.
There's always a way to revive week old food.
Yeah. Do you put a few drops of water in it? And then
put it in the microwave and steam it up.
Gotcha.
You know, as a college starving student like myself, you got to find ways. You know.
Right. Right.
You're not in college, Bugs.
Oh.
I was just going along with it, Omar.
Minute with Mugs. Our friend Beer Mug can use some hair plugs. Minute with Mugs. Our friend Beer Mug does a lot of drugs. Minute with Mugs. Our friend Beer Mug, man, he really bugs. That's why we gave him only one freaking minute, cause if he really sucks, we'll yell, yo, man, beat it.
God damn it!
1 minute, 1 minute with Mugs.
Why you call yourself Beer Mug then? That means you are always on the, like a little baby boy. Mwah, 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 beer. I need a beer. Oh, Beer Mug. Where's my mug? Where's my beer?
That intro never gets old, man.
That intro never gets old, but every time I hear Sam, it just makes me more angry at him.
Why? I miss Sam.
Why? Where is
he? I don't know. He bugs.
Are you kidding me?
Nobody has more patience for Sam than Lightning. It's crazy.
You're a close second, though, Omar.
You love. No, you're totally right. And then Kevin's probably third.
Yeah.
But I remember a time when he was going to record. What song was it? That one, the song you
Metal
did.
Metal Man?
No. It was you recorded so much. That one duet. I was in here with you with Wing. It was an AC/DC song.
Highway to Hell.
And he was in here, and we were both in here recording him. And I was like, I'm out. I just can't do it. I was like, exactly. I was like, I can't do it, because he wouldn't listen to you.
Yeah.
It was like he was giving him specific direction, and he was like, I'm the artist. I have a specific way of doing things, and he was just an ass.
Yeah.
Don't like it. But we're going to have him on.
Yes, of course. Of course we are. So, Mugs, the reason I called you in for a minute with Mugs today is not because of your awesome camo cargo shorts,
I got them at Target.
By the way, for as much as women bitch and moan about they hate guys wearing cargo shorts, F you. We love cargo shorts. Just get over it.
What's wrong with cargo shorts?
I don't know.
Speak for yourself.
There's nothing wrong with cargo shorts.
Cutoffs are better. You don't want cargos. They're all puffy and big. And
not these.
You don't even need the extra cargo pockets.
They come in so handy, Dave. I put all my...
Especially when you go to concerts and festivals. You put your water bottle there, your cell phone.
You can't do it.
That's what fanny packs
are
for.
No, they're not fanny packs.
Hipster Dave right here coming out.
That's bullshit.
All right, so Mugs, you're in here because you gave away the Green Day package yesterday on the air with Kevin and Bean.
Yes, the Honda Civic.
Yes, so someone won tickets to see them at the Rose Bowl.
In the front row.
They got to, Green Day's going to play their Garage.
Yes.
And, Dave, where are you going? So they're going to play their Garage, and you showed up with a brand new green Honda Civic, as you said.
And they also got a $500 Hot Topic gift card.
Damn.
As well.
Yeah. Okay.
So Dave left his phone open. You should tweet something stupid right now.
Oh, yeah.
Right, seriously. Hold on. He should know better.
Oh, I make love with my fanny pack.
Yeah, he's just like, I love fanny packs, sir.
He's in the Commissioner's Tools fantasy.
He's with fantasy. Is that what you have?
Here, Mugs.
Is that what you have?
I don't know what to do with this. You're the sports fan. What do we do with this?
I'm gonna draft him like a third string quarterback.
Yeah.
And a couple bench players. Let's see here. Edit roster positions.
Yes.
Let's see. Ooh, okay. So right now he's set for one quarterback. Let's make it 5 quarterbacks. Let's do 5 wide receivers. Why not have 7 running backs, right?
The more running backs, the more better. I've always said that.
The more better.
All right.
Oh, man.
Save it really quick before it comes back.
I'm going to save it right now. Hold on. Let me see. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. Submit.
There you go.
Boom.
He's going to be so pissed.
Boom.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, put it back.
It's facing over this
way. Yeah, that way. All right. Okay.
He'll never know.
Okay.
Sorry, I just had to get that.
Yeah. That was...
I had to seize that opportunity.
I love that. No, good man.
Okay,
high five.
All right, yeah, exactly. All right.
Let me hang in there. All right. Okay, so Muggs, you go out to this guy's house in Alhambra?
No, it was Los Angeles. It was just north of Cal State LA, right off the 10.
So this guy has no idea that we're coming.
No idea.
Okay, and the whole call with Kevin and Bean, where you put him on the phone, you're recording with the video, the whole thing was a disaster start to finish.
Well, I've never really experienced it go down like this. Normally, we were kind of set up like hours before. Mm-hmm. We have the house scoped out. We're very far away from it. Everything's kind of calm, cool, and collected. This was like rush, hurry up, because if we're not going to, because we got to the spot 20 minutes before Kevin and Bean were going to go on air with it. It was actually Bean, because Kevin takes a lot of vacations now, but Bean was going to go on air 20 minutes, and I don't know if you saw the video. I had the whole green suit on.
It was ridiculous,
everything.
And this is why I called you in, yes.
Yeah, and so I had to get ready for that. Dave and I were testing this new ISDN thing, and it was just, I felt so panicked. Like, I just didn't know if this was gonna come through. I was really nervous.
So first, Kevin and Bean get Bean gets the, they try to call the guy. He's not there. The daughter picks up. She's lackluster at best. Right.
Yeah.
She's appreciative. You can see on video later. She's crying, but she just froze up on the phone.
She's a 9-year-old kid.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally. Oh. I get it. But then, and the dad's not home. The actual winner.
Yeah.
And then so you finally found him later on video.
Yeah.
And you.
Yeah.
Refused to get out of the way of the camera. All I see, the whole video, is your back.
Well,
and so I felt
how
bad.
How was that my fault?
So I felt bad for Carlos,
right?
Who's shooting the video.
Great man, Carlos.
And then, and so the winner strolls up the street. You found him. You're like, hey, you're the winner. Congratulations. Right. And no matter where he turned, you blocked the camera. So I'm staring at you in your body, your green bodysuit. And I'm like, you know that there's a camera there, Muggs, and yet you're blocking him the whole time.
Yeah, but he's in a green suit, so they could just key him out.
Right? Put some green screen on it.
No, you can't make him invisible.
That'd be awesome. That how it works?
No, the guy was behind him, so he would disappear as well.
Listen, I'm not concerned with what the cameraman has, you know, has to shoot. I'm concerned with the audio that I'm supposed to get.
The audio was already dog. Like, the guy wouldn't talk to you.
Yeah.
So abort that. Now it's time to get good video.
Yeah.
And then you fail there, too.
But look, is it the subject that is at fault, or is it the camera guy's at fault? And I don't want to throw Carlos under the bus, because he is the best videographer, and he knows so much about shooting stuff, and he comes out with me on all the things we do to Vegas, whatever. But how is that? I don't see how that's my fault.
Yeah, he's pretty awful.
Wait, me or Carlos?
Yeah, both of you.
Oh, you're a dick.
You know, I'm telling you, you sandwiched Carlos between the car and he couldn't get around you. The point is, you boxed him out.
What? But like I said, I don't. Then
I'm going to side with Muggs here and say that Carlos didn't block the shots right. So
he didn't.
Let me butt in right here and say that this is fucking boring now. Yeah. Nobody really gives a shit. So
well, I'm with Omar.
You then.
Okay, I'm with Omar.
So
get out, Muggs.
This is all going to be cut from the podcast.
No, we'll probably just include it, just because.
Yeah,
we're terrible.
Hey, play that at the end.
Yeah, there you go.
Minute with Muggs. I guess.
One minute with Muggs. 1 minute.
Just stop
one
it. Just stop it. I don't give a shit. The whole thing's a disaster.
I'm gonna go eat lightning's fried rice.
It's in the fridge outside of my office. God, Omar, can we purge that and
yes.
Some email in here?
Let's do it.
Check the inbox. Baby, baby, we're not talking fart box. Baby, baby, we're not talking cat's box. Baby, baby, we're gonna check the inbox.
Yeah, we gotta cleanse our palate from the day body. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hey, quickly, yesterday I was at a Catalina event with a bunch of K-Rock listeners. Somebody came up and started singing some lines from that. Isn't that funny?
No way.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, yeah, keep it up. We love the B-Team.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's so funny.
This is from Ghetto Casanova for you. Here's your hate mail for the day, Omar.
Thank you.
I hate how you refuse to openly cuss because you don't want to lose your precious job. I mean, we can't. We can't. Curse like
what part of you can't
and by the
don't
way
you understand?
Why is that such a big deal? It's not a huge deal.
I think
you
because
know
he probably listens to other podcasts and other people curse, you know, but we can't, we work for CBS.
I've heard other podcasts where they do curse, and like even like Mark Maron stuff, like where, you know, Mark Maron's like the best podcaster ever, and when he cusses, it's like at the right time. It's not like cuss just to cuss.
Right.
Right.
So
it's natural. Yeah. It's like we're just having a natural conversation.
So us cussing, it's not natural to us.
No.
Oh, yeah. It is to me. I number cuss a lot. Two. But no, I think his gripe is
why are we bleeping it?
Right. That's his gripe, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, f*** you. So, Lightning's, number two is Lightning's high-pitched voice is crazy insane. So there's nothing I can do about it. I mean, I could talk slower and closer to the microphone, but it ain't going to help much. Number three, Dave, you still can't sing no matter how amusing you are. Number four.
Wait, what?
Dave, you still can't sing no matter how amusing you are. I think he wants to be talking about Omar, right?
Oh, yeah, we get mixed up all the
time. Yeah, because you're both brown.
Yeah. It happens all the time.
That's funny.
And then Omar, keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
All right.
That one's probably for Dave.
Yeah. There you go. Hector Ramirez writes, hey, guys, loving the B-Team podcast, and I was listening to the podcast from September 1st when you were talking about the Black Album Christmas CD, and I was actually able to get that one before you pull it.
Oh, great.
I still have it in my iTunes library. So you're the only dude that got it, I think, man. Mm-hmm. So enjoy, and please don't spread it around. This one's from Sherry. Hey, guys, I've been listening to Kevin and Bean since 2000. And have continued to listen to via podcasts since moving to the Seattle area in 2015. Question for you. The Wheel of Bad Animal Voices was removed from the show for a period of time. Yay! Then it was brought back. Boo. Ralph seems to hate this bit as well. What's the story, and why are we once again being tortured with this horrible segment?
That's a great question.
Can I follow that up you're about to answer that? This one's from Tim, same topic.
Yep.
Does Ralph really hate the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices? Because I love it, and I've always thought I've had the same sense of humor as Ralph. Keep up the great work.
Well, I could answer the part where does he really hate it? Yeah, he does. He does hate doing – he hates the bit, but there's once in a while like a bit – this like, morning, where
went great. It was flawless. It was super funny. I mean, for the most part, Ralph's a guy. And please understand, everyone listening, that we're just kind of, you know, I mean, what we're saying isn't like, don't take it as fact. These are just our opinions on the show.
Yeah.
We're not, you know,
except for Omar. Omar says it's fact, right?
So, you know, we're just kind of like, you know, we're trying to read the room, read Ralph, read Kevin and Bean. And we're just trying to kind of like, you know, let you guys know what our thoughts are. So what I read from Ralph is that on his creative side, he doesn't want to be do the same bit over and
stifling.
Over.
Stifling.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right? So I think that's where all the hate came from. It's like, okay, we're done with this. I mean, we've done the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices for 5 years long.
It's predictable. I mean, you know they're going to call a fake, but you know how it goes.
That's exactly what Ralph's, you know, where he was coming from.
And it's a valid point.
Totally.
Yeah.
So then it went away because it was a valid point and, you know, we did something other stuff. So I forget how it got brought back.
Someone wrote an email and said, you need to bring it back. And then we did a scientific survey.
Oh, is that
where
what it is?
We had people call in. You know, we had five people on the line, and they didn't know what they were calling in about. We asked them, what do you think of the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices? Should we bring it back? Yes or no? And then, you know, I think three out of the five said yes. We hold that as fact, and we brought it back.
We took a break, and they came back with the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. it's Ralph really shooting himself in the foot because he's great.
So
it's one of these things where he'll take this stupid story and, you know, I mean, they're always great. There's never a bad one, what I mean?
What it's turned into, I think, is it's given Ralph an opportunity just to poke more fun at Kevin and Bean, which he is masterful at.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, there's the subject matter of, you know, the monkey that's throwing poo or whatever it is, but it's really about him lambasting Kevin and Bean for not having the details of the story correct and things like that. And that's where it gets really funny.
Yeah.
And so.
But yeah, we're on board for another 5 years of Wheel-O.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That contract's been renewed.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think it's super funny.
I like it. So, I still enjoy it, both because Ralph hates it and sometimes, most of the times, the
bit itself.
It's
once it
funny.
Gets into the bit, it's hilarious. Yeah.
And the bigger
funny.
The train wreck it is, funnier it is every single time.
Yeah.
This one's from David. So he says, there was a time where Kevin and Bean used to call different countries to talk about news that happened there. And I remember they tried to call Nepal, but they couldn't get a hold of anyone, which resulted in what I think was the best improvisation ever. Please play that clip if possible. David Salazar. And David, this is for you.
Kevin and I are decided that we're going to call Nepal on this fascinating story that we'll tell you about in a moment. And Ralph bursts in and says, please don't do this. And we say, why? It's fun when we call foreign countries
but
and check up on the news.
It always goes the same way.
How?
Someone will answer the phone.
Well?
And you go, yes. Are there naked women in your fields farming? Are there naked women? Click. That'll be the first call. Let's call someone else then. Hello? Yes. Do you have naked women in your fields farming?
But, Ralph, they have naked women in their fields farming.
I understand. I'm telling you, the communication will not be strong either end.
Here's the story out of Kathmandu, Nepal. Female rice farmers are plowing their fields at night in the nude to please the rain gods during a dry spell in southwestern Nepal. And they figure
that want to know about that? Oh, I want to know about it. I'm saying you won't get us any information about it.
The god of rain appreciates female nudity.
And Kevin will say, no, are there naked women in your field? But maybe you should take this one, Bean. And then Bean will say, hi, we're calling from Los Angeles. Radio station. Do you have radio there in Nepal? And then Kevin will say,
what's your favorite station?
Are there naked people in your field? And we'll get that for about 6.5 minutes and then play song commercials.
You
that's
understand.
Hey,
no, you forgot the big grand finale. Give me the big grand finale.
That's right, yeah, then there'll be a big music bed underneath play there. How weak we were.
Okay.
We will celebrate our lameness.
Let's call Kathmandu. Did you know that Kathmandu is 12 hours and 45 minutes ahead of us?
And about 150 years behind us.
Isn't that odd that they're 12 hours and 45 minutes ahead?
I think I'm going to Kathmandu.
You forgot the music.
Comedy tie-in pop song. I forgot that part.
See, we got more going on than you give us credit for. We're prepared for this bit, and as Kevin mentioned, he speaks fluent Nepalese, or whatever they speak over there.
That's right, Nepalese.
Are there naked women in your fields?
Okay, good sign. Phone is ringing.
Okay. De La Annapurna Hotel.
Oh, here we go.
De La Annapurna Hotel.
Ralph, prepare to apologize, my friend, you have been wrong before.
We will accept your apology in just a moment as we find out the behind-the-scenes details of women, rice farmers, doing it in the nude.
Phone is ringing.
But you forgot about this one. You forgot about they wouldn't answer.
No answer. I forgot about that part.
It's a hotel. Well, they're busy.
Yeah.
They're checking in people, and they're ready, getting ready for the night.
Sure.
Come on. Everything's fine.
It's what, like 9 o'clock there?
It's quarter to nine. It's not nine. It's quarter till nine.
Okay.
So odd.
And by the way, Ralph, we have other phone numbers. It's not like we're putting all our eggs in one basket.
I'm sure of it.
Okay. We can call back if this one doesn't work.
Okay, try the Radisson.
Ralph, we're going to make one more call, and if this one doesn't answer, if we don't get somebody on the phone, we will apologize to you because you will have proven your point that we never should have attempted
this.
They
think that it's going to cause rain. Do you understand that?
But by I understand the story,
plowing
Kevin.
Naked.
Nepal.
You answer the phone, Nepal.
You don't answer the phone.
That's the Dave the King of Mexico answer.
Dave, you don't answer the phone the country that you're in.
I don't know.
What? A big phone
what
in the center
you
of Nepal?
Know. When people call you, do you answer the phone America?
Well, you know, you figure you're calling somewhere.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. If you just tuned in, we got the exclusive report on plowing naked in Nepal.
He answers the phone in Nepal.
I'm getting out of this business.
Right. I'm right behind you, pal.
I apologize.
I'm going to open
a
hardware store.
Dave, oh, man. Dave, amazing improvisational skills right there.
God. Oh, yeah, that was great.
Dude, you know what? If I would have said, like, you know, like Kevin said, we're calling the Radisson. If I would have said Nepal Radisson, then that would have been a little more believable. But, you know, I don't have the skills.
So Kevin and Bean had done those bits calling foreign countries forever.
Oh, man, I hated the setup for that. Like,
well, so we could never find the person in the story. But so at some point I discovered that you could call a hotel because they had to have someone 24 hours a day.
And most of the time they would speak English in foreign countries because they had to.
They had to. So we called them and they never, ever had had any information.
No, but for me, it was just funny because there was that unpredictability and they had funny accents.
Yes.
So, you know what I mean? So I missed that. Is there a legal reason we can't do that, or are they just over it now?
We can't call and putting people on the air without them knowing they're going to go on air. So, I mean,
but you would set them up
even
or...
before that. Yeah, but you gotta do it.
You can't get the permission of some like hotel receptionist. She's not gonna give you written permission or anything like that.
Right,
it used to have. We used to pretend like there was no international issues. Like you could call anywhere. Because I mean, really, how are they gonna find K-Rock in LA? They're in Nepal,
right?
But the problem is, somebody here in the States who didn't like K-Rock could like totally bust us. They could call the FCC and go, they didn't get permission to do that. And people used to play games like that and out us and. So Omar, I got a. I think this is like a member this. Do you want to play the member this? Do we play the intro before or after I describe the bit?
You know, let me cue it up and then we play it before. But let me cue it up and here we go.
Member this. Member this. Member this. It's time to.
Never gets old. Damn, that hurts my ears. I could not love that more. Okay, so around 1996, Jimmy Kimmel was one of our writer, sports guy, and he created what he was obsessed with. It was the Cabessons. It was a family that lived in a cab, and he animated it first. It was actually – well, he didn't animate, but it was on paper. Like, he drew it. Jimmy is an amazing comic artist. A lot of people don't know that. And so he drew this, drew the cab, and he drew all the family members, what they would look like. And then he made the audio to match his drawing. I think that's kind of how it went. And so I think we got like 6 episodes in. But Omar, you've never heard this?
This is the stuff of like legend. Yeah. This is like the in the same realm of the Bleeda and Reseda. This is stuff that I've heard from other Kevin and Bean fans.
Yeah, I've always heard about the Cabessons. I've heard heard audio from
or
it.
Or the new detective. Or the new detective. That's it. We never heard any of it. Can't wait to get into it.
Okay, well, this, my friends, is the Cabessons.
Oh, love it so far.
Very 80s.
They're the family that lives in a taxi. Come and hitch a ride with the Cabessons. Open the door and hop in the backseat. Come and hitch a ride with the Cabessons. They're a great big family like yours and mine, but they live in a cab. There's Dad, Mom, Granny, the twins, and Timmy, and don't forget Scamp. Get a lift and a laugh and some lovin'. Come and hitch a ride with the Cabessons. So get in, cause the meter is running. Come and hitch a ride with the Cabessons.
Dad, how long till we get home?
What do you mean, get home? We are home. Cab, sweet cab.
Mom, Granny has gas again.
The dog did it.
All right, scoot over, everybody. We've got a fare. Where are you headed, pal?
To the airport.
Hey, you're Mr. T. Fans of yours, Mr. T.
Yeah, I bet y'all like my movie, DC Cab.
Hop in, Mr. T.
Where am I supposed to sit?
Oh, in the back. Grandma will sit on your lap.
Oh, no.
Where are you headed today, Mr. T? London? Paris? Rio?
No, Cleveland. I'm doing a charity event for children's.
That's so wonderful.
Do you know OJ?
Honey, that's a little personal. Do you?
What the hell?
Granny!
Let me out of this crazy cab.
But Mr. T, what about my tip?
Here's a tip for you. Get that old woman some Beano.
Granny, that's another fare you've lost us. You can't let gas on the passengers.
The dog did it.
Get a lift and a laugh and some lovin'. Come and hitch a ride with the Cabessons. So get in, cause the meter is running.
Come and hitch a ride with the Calisons.
That aired?
Oh, that was horrible.
They can't all be hits, huh?
Wow. So how many times did that air?
Who are doing the voices?
That was me doing the kid.
Uh-huh.
And it was Beth, one of our phone screeners. She was doing the twins and the mom.
She was hot.
And I'm trying, and obviously it was Jimmy doing doing Mr. T.
A terrible Mr.
Yeah.
T. Terrible.
And it was, we aired like six of these.
Wow.
Not this one six times, but six episodes.
Do you have
I think
all six of
this.
Them?
I think I found like four of them.
Huh.
And they're not any better. John Stewart did some voices in one of them.
Oh.
Yeah. The Jon Stewart, like that we all know from Comedy Central. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And so they would play, you know, we'd have guest stars in these things. And
the best thing about that is Mark Davis doing the jingle intro.
Yeah, so who's
that
Richard?
Is awesome.
You guys probably know him from, he's Richard Cheese.
That was awesome.
Right.
That was great. That was great.
And so, yeah, not funny. No.
Was
really?
Good?
Wow.
I could see where he was going. I could see where he was going with the over the top laugh track and all that. I could see it.
But I heard of the legend of the Cabazons in
the Cabazons.
The Cabazons shop out in the desert.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, this is like
The beauty about
Jimmy would go for broke every time.
Right,
yeah.
right.
And he loved farting.
Swinging for the fences and, well, he didn't even come close to the fence this time.
No.
But,
no, he didn't.
Yeah, well. That happened.
Yeah, that happened.
So that happened.
So this email is from Joy. I've been enjoying all of your stories of the early days with Kevin and me. Dave, where are you going?
I'm out. I got to leave that.
I'm in the middle of an email.
Dave has to go do important
Dave
actually
stuff. Have a
Prey
job
actually has
so,
to do a producing job.
Peace out.
Later.
All right, Dave. It was nice seeing you. Thanks for sticking around. Shows what's really important in your life. Omar, do you remember an old man that lived in a convalescent home? I think his name was Sam. He was probably in his 80s. Kevin and Bean would call him, and he was so funny on his birthday. Kevin and Bean sent a stripper to his room. It was hilarious. I'd love to hear some of those old tapes. So, Joy, no, he wasn't in his 80s. He was 103 when we met Sam Weiser. And for Christmas, not only did we have listeners send him hundreds of Christmas cards, but we hired a stripper, and Ralph brought the stripper over to give Sam a little dance.
Yeah, and I do know Sam, and the only reason I do know Sam is because we used to run Sam on Best Ofs.
Oh, yeah.
He was 103, but he had all his wits about him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Smart guy,
so
funny
sharp.
Guy. Yeah, yeah, it was crazy.
I have two pieces from Sam because he's just that freaking good.
Yeah.
This is where the soundbite, Florida? Came from.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Bean used to play that
all the time. Play this.
All right. From time to time, Lisa, as you know, we like to check in with some of our old friends, and we have had some requests recently to dial up Sam Weiser.
Oh, Sam.
While you speak about our old friends, the guy is 103 years old. He's the man who will not die.
He will be 104 in October. We were very close with him over the holidays, and then just like a Christmas present that we don't enjoy anymore, we just packed him away in the closet and forgot all about him. So let's dial up our man Sam and see what he's up to. The man who will not die.
Hello.
Sam!
How are you?
We are good.
Oh, we're glad to hear your voice.
How are you, my old friend?
I'm fine. Very happy good morning to all of you.
And a happy new year to you, too. Sam, what have you been doing with your time?
Just waiting to hear from you.
That's
a long time no hear.
That makes us feel bad, Sam.
You know, I'm just sitting here. Reminiscing.
Mm-hmm. What are you reminiscing about?
Well, about many years ago, exactly 1920.
Uh-huh.
I met the woman I was going to get married to.
Mm-hmm. Right. This is sweet.
And so I made her wiser.
Right. You made her wiser.
Right.
And then in due time, I made her a little wiser. A little wiser.
Because they had kids.
Right. Oh,
I get it.
And we had a wonderful family.
Right.
It's wonderful to talk to you fellas again.
Sam, you are 103 years old. You're going to be 104 when? October what?
October 22nd.
22nd. We're going to have a birthday party for you, you know.
I hope so.
Yeah, you remember I promised
you. I'll be around.
Of course you're going to be around. Sam, you're in better health than I am.
How is your health? Are you good?
My heart?
Your health. Yeah, everything, yeah.
Well, the last examination I had, I was okay. I'm very wonderful.
Good. That's good. There you go.
The doctor told me they're going to hang me.
They're going to have to hang you. Well, I guess that's what you want to hear, yeah. You all right there, pal?
I'm fine.
Okay, right. That's good.
What was that?
Yeah. He would clear his throat and sound like he's dying all
that's
the time.
That's funny.
You all right there, pal?
I'm fine.
Okay, right, that's good. Yeah, we're going to have a huge birthday party for you when you turn 104. That's going
to
be...
I hope I'll be around to see you.
Of course
you will, my friend.
What did you do on your... What did you do on your 100th birthday, Sam? Do you remember? Did you have a big party?
Yeah, we had a very big party. I lived in Arizona at the time, and we had about 100 people there.
Oh, wow.
We had a wonderful time. I had all my friends and family there.
That's great.
There's over 100 people. We really enjoyed it.
How has the heat been treating you? Have you had to go outside much?
I beg your pardon?
Have you had to go outside much? It's been very hot.
I know. That's been here. Here in Los Angeles, it's been nice and cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you've got good air conditioning then.
Okay, fellas, it's been awfully nice.
What are you doing, Sam? Why are you getting us off the phone? You got another call? Why do you have to go, Sam?
We wanted to run two more things by a one. Is Pam-
well, hold on a sec. Sam, why are you trying to get us off the phone?
Florida?
No.
Oh, no. You're losing it.
Yes.
You're losing it, dude. Oh, that sucks.
Florida?
No. Oh, no! Oh, I thought he had all his marbles.
Florida?
No.
Wait, I didn't hear you.
You're trying to say goodbye to us. Why are you trying to get us off the phone?
Because I'm hungry.
Oh, my God. What is that? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Wow, sounds like you just ate.
See, I'm assigned to breakfast.
Okay, we're just going to ask you one more question real quick. Kevin, go ahead.
Yes?
Did you hear that Pamela Anderson had her breast implants removed?
Yeah.
Those giant boobs?
Yeah.
She had those implants taken out. We were wondering if you had any comment.
Implants?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Taken out. Never mind. Go to breakfast, Sam.
I don't get it.
Hey, Sam, don't worry about it. It's just a bad joke.
I'm a little dumb.
No, you're not dumb.
No. We just...
They only had breast implants are not something you probably are familiar with.
I understand.
Yeah, it's just that women get them put in to make their boobs bigger, and she just had hers taken out. It's just been a...
Why? Well, that's what we're trying to find out. Big boobs is a thing of the day.
Sam. So you agree with us that it was a bad idea.
The big boobs, boy.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
He just said, "I love to handle them." All right, Sam, we're gonna let you go to breakfast now. We love you, and we're gonna call you back soon.
Oh, don't forget that. That's a promise.
Oh, we will. Absolutely, Sam. You have a terrific day out there. Okay.
And you too.
All right. Bye, bye now.
It's awfully nice to talk to the people out of your radio.
Righto.
Wait, let's hear that again.
Talk to the nice to the people out of your radio.
Righto. We love it. Thank you, Sam. Bye, bye, sir.
Bye, bye.
Bye, bye. Sam Weiser, right there, ladies and gentlemen, the man who will not die.
Amazing, isn't that?
Oh, man, he started off strong.
He's amazing. He's amazing. So, what happened before that at the Christmas prior? We hired a stripper. And Ralph was down at the old folks' home with the stripper. I think we had to, like, sneak her in or something. And this is that audio. It's pretty spectacular.
Wait, Ralph flew all the way to Florida?
He's not in Florida. He was here.
Oh, he's local. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's local. I don't know why the Florida thing came like that.
Florida?
Nah, he's here. He's Glendale or something.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. Yeah.
What do you think of Kelly?
I think she's great.
Beautiful. Is she a beautiful lady? Would you? Now, we have not.
I wish I was 50 years younger, though.
Now, we haven't met her, Sam. Would you mind describing her for us?
Well, she's gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
She's tall, blue eyes, blonde hair.
Oh, that's great.
Pretty well padded.
Yeah. You told us.
She's wearing bumps.
What is it that you mean by pretty well padded,
I
Sam?
Think we understand. So this is going to be a big day. This is an early Christmas present for you,
that's
Sam.
Great.
And we're very excited. All right, Ralph, do what you need to do. Let's get Kelly going.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
All right, here we go. You want me to...
I believe I hear Get Jiggy with it going on.
The phone?
Yes, you stay on the phone, Sam, and tell us how it's going. Ralph, what's she doing?
Boy.
Kelly's now on all fours.
Okay.
Shaking her lovely butt in Sam's face.
She's great.
Yes.
She's wonderful.
A little Will Smith for you.
Wrapping her dress around his neck.
Yeah. I don't think he can.
Hey, Sam, how's your heart? Okay.
Sam's preoccupied, guys.
All right, I understand.
Straddling his lap and was rubbing her breast in his face.
All right, that's great. That's beautiful.
All right.
Sam's 103.
Yeah,
how are things looking now, Sam?
Sam. Sam, what is she? What is she do? What is she doing to you right now, Sam? I'm sorry.
I'm going.
That's okay. You're all right, man.
I'm stopping my order on.
You're fine.
I'm going to stop by.
Keep your teeth in.
Oh, honey.
Okay. Oh, honey. Oh, honey. Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
What did he say?
Can I touch?
Can I touch you, SM?
He's touching.
Oh, he's touching. Yeah. Oh, Christmas is a wonderful season.
Oh, did you hear Jimmy cackling in the background?
Yeah, that's hilarious.
So, Omar?
Yes?
Dave's gone.
Dave is gone.
I feel like we might want to wrap this one up.
Okay.
I feel like I'm cheating by...
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, we can't go on without
Dave. Okay, okay.
Yeah. DJ Omar Khan at krock.com.
Yep.
Is it DJ Omar Khan or just Omar DJ?
Oh, it's Omar at krock.com.
Omar at krock.com. Yep. Lightning at krock.com or King of Mexico at krock.com.
That's right.
Send us your thoughts. Maybe yeah,
this whole episode was not
it's just
great.
A disaster.
It's okay.
The B Team. Yeah! The B Team. The B Team.
Oh, that's right.
The B Team. Baby!
All right, I'm going to save this episode late since you guys can't get your shit together today.
What are you going to do? You got something?
I got something. I got something that's going to bring this whole episode to another level.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How?
Yeah. Okay, let's stop that bullshit.
Supposed to.
Here we go. Right. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah, of course.
We are the team from Kevin and Reed. We're number one on the radio scene. From the beach to the valley and the city. LA 909 and the OC.
I'm Ralph Garman and I'm the best. I got more talent than all the rest.
Yup.
Master of voices and showbiz news. Ain't nobody can fill my shoes.
Nope.
Sexual expert, that is me. I banged every girl from here to Philly. That's the city of brotherly love. King of Mexico, put on the fingerless glove.
That's right, ladies, I'm the king. South of the border, red, white, and green. I can't speak Spanish and grammar is lame. I just rock the no game game. If you think you could handle a piece of me, come down to the bunker in the LBC.
I'm on this?
LBC.
Long Beach in the house.
Yo! Chocolate for breakfast and for lunch. $400 a month. A month! My name is Lightning, call me Jay. Passing judgment is the game I play. I like big trucks and real big boobies. I'm the best at making movies. You better have nice rims on your ride if you want me to sell you any bride.
I like lettuce and bad TV. When it comes to cigarettes, I'm a real OG. Eat pop brownies, go see a play. I'm the traffic hottie named Lisa May. Traffic is the name of my game. There's a huge backup in my lane.
I'm the man who makes the beats. DJ Omar Khan with the Cucamonga heat. King of the treble and the bass. I want to punch Rachel Ray in her fat whore face. Eat it, snort it, inject it too. I've done every drug that there is to do. On the ones and twos, I deep in the night. Everything's gonna be okay, all right?
Rich green pleather, bright yellow hair. My sentence structure is beyond compare. Kevin's the name, don't wear it out. I already forgot what I was talking about. Could someone please fill me in? Big Ducks fan. Watch all the time him. All the time him.
Big Ducks fan.
I'm the music man. I write this song and I play with my all day long. When I'm not pumping iron, I pump my fist so much that I injured my wrist. I'm Psycho Mike and I'm here to say my life would be better if I just turned gay.
Yay!
I was 6'2" on my date of birth. I'd rather live on Pluto than planet Earth. B to the E to the A to the N. I consider my bulldog my best friend. At night, I dream of my sweet Zach. If stupid Vanessa would give him back. Lurking deep in the Seattle fog, I furiously type up my gay blog. I'm an Asperger's having 8-foot feed. Everybody at the post office calls me B.
We are the team from Kevin and B. We're number one on the radio scene. From the beach to the
Omar.
You don't remember that?
I do not
recall
that.
What the hell? The Kevin and Bean team song.
Was that on the Black Album? Like, what was that for?
No. We were obsessed with, I think, the Cleveland Browns, the Chicago Bears. All these football teams had all these team songs from the 80s or 70s. And there was a time where we were just playing them, and I think Psycho Mike or somebody came up with the idea. It's like, you know what? Kevin and Bean should have their own. So that's what we came up with.
That was god awful.
It was awesome.
Or awesome. Maybe it was.
Or god awful awesome.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.